Ngāhiwi Apanui has been the chief executive of Te Tauriwhiri Te Reo Māori for the past 8 years or so. He's with us today in the midst of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, and a nationwide business network for companies that actively support Te Reo Māori has been launched by Te Tauriwhiri. All New Zealand businesses are invited to join Te Hononga Pākehi Reo Māori. Ngāhiwi says the network will be an online house of learning where ideas and best practices can be shared. He's with us today. Tēnā koe, Ngāhiwi.
Morena, Tau. Morena.
Thank you. Before we talk of that, just a quick reflection on Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori and the Māori language moment coming up at midday.
Yeah. We're actually sharing between a couple, so rather than running one ourselves this year, we are running one. We're launching a... we're hosting an awards celebration of a kaupapa that we put in place for predicting where we can get the best bang for our buck in terms of Te Reo Māori, and that's called He Ara Pounamu. But some of our staff are also going up to Victoria University to support a Māori language moment up there. But look, there are Māori language moments happening all around the country, and it's quite a phenomenon, really. it started off as a haka, because I thought it'd be cool to get everybody to haka, and then Christine and her wisdom went and did some research and found out that that would close off the doors to a lot of people to participate. And so we have the Māori language moment. You can do anything from haka to karakia to read a book, do a class, and so on and so forth. And some of the things that we've seen on, that have been submitted to our website have been absolutely outstanding.
Tēnā koe, let's talk about this business network that you're encouraging businesses to be involved in to whakamana reo Māori. Who are some of the network's founding members and how do they show their support, Ngāhiwi?
Well, look, you've seen support from people, organisations like Countdown and, Air New Zealand for years. And it's neat to see some of the other businesses coming in too. And doing their ads in Te Reo Māori. One of the ones that I've kind of taken a liking to, because I'm a bit of a wrecker around the house, otherwise known as a DIY person, is the guy from Mitre 10, doing his reo lessons with the kids from the kura, as he does his pōaka marakai. Just simple things like that, and seeing, TV New Zealand, for instance, on TV1, you have the one alternating with the word tahi. So it's been really cool to see all of that kind of stuff happening. But, Air New Zealand, Countdown, all of those ones, but Vodafone, they've been contributing for a long time. And even, Zed, if you watched over the last year or so, as soon as Ka Hau hit number one and went really, really well, all of a sudden, Zed stations had the song that sounded incredibly like Rob Ruha singing Ka Hau. It's been neat to watch ones like that, like Vodafone, who are now One New Zealand. They've been contributing for a long, long time. And so we had the idea to kind of bring them together as a business network, because some of these ones that are in there too are beginning. They're starting their journey with Te Reo, whereas others, like Araro Rangi, Air New Zealand, have been doing it for quite a while. And in fact, it's very, very uncommon to get on the plane now and to not hear Māori music or, mihi from the cabin crew during your journey. So, look, we're really excited about it. We think it's going to be incredible because, these organisations want to be identified as New Zealand businesses, and they see Te Reo as a really, really central part of our national identity.
Tēnā koe, the virtual network is going to be part of our country's contribution to the International Decade of Indigenous Languages. What other ways have we contributed to that kaupapa?
Well, we've got our chair is actually the Oceania representative, one of the Oceania representatives. She represents the Pacific. And look, we had a bit of, it's quite an interesting thing, really, because we heard about it and thought, one of the issues around this particular kaupapa is that most of our Indigenous brothers and sisters don't have a lot of money. And it's really hard for them to get kaupapa going, because also the UNESCO and the other ones and the UN don't have a lot of money to give out. So it was really, really important for us to be involved, because we have got some resource that we can spend. It's not a lot, But also we can talk to our partners as well in Te Mātāwai and the other government agencies that are part of a kaupapa called Te Papa Kōrero, and which is in place, which is a chief executives forum in place to support the implementation of the Crown strategy in the public sector. So what we're trying to do in some ways is to replicate that with business. And so, you know, this whole idea of contributing to the IDIL, or the International Decade of Indigenous Languages, is a really important one, because that's going to go on for the next 9 years, and Indigenous people around the world are trying to get kaupapa like this going. We're able to do it. We've got a really supportive community. We went to Darwin about 4 weeks ago and attended the Polima conference and presented and things like that. And one of the things that we really noticed about the Indigenous languages in Australia is, one, there's like about 500 of them. So we're really lucky. We're trying to revitalise one and to support the revitalisation in Aotearoa of our Pacific or our Moana languages. Whereas, you know, these people over in Australia, Indigenous people, are looking at trying to hold on to 500 odd languages, some of which have already, you know, are not spoken anymore. But the other thing that we noticed about it is that they're at a place that we were at probably around 1972. You know, they're starting to fight, and there's a referendum going on at the moment called the Voices Referendum, which would establish, I think, a group, an advisory group, to give the government advice on policy for Indigenous people. My take on it is, it's really hard for Indigenous minorities to win a referendum, because we're always in a very, very small minority. So I'm hoping that if the referendum doesn't go well for our Aboriginal brothers and sisters, that the government will just put something in place anyway, which is what they've done here with the Waitangi Tribunal. The other thing we noticed, bro, is we're really, really lucky in comparison to them. We've got the Waitangi Tribunal. We've got a government commitment to Te Tiriti o Waitangi, all those types of things. And our language is starting to, you know, to pick up.
Some of those kaupapa we value look potentially to be eroded by political will, as we know, things that we hold dear. And, you know, your cousin Winston would suggest that, you know, we shouldn't even be involved in the International Decade of Indigenous Languages because we aren't Indigenous. But, you know, that's just headline grabbing, isn't it? What are your thoughts of a corridor of that nature?
Look, here's the thing, Dale. It's about as clever as the argument about against bilingual signages, right? this is how little people, you know, the opposition to bilingual signage. This is how silly it is, right? If you speak English, all of a sudden, if you put a Maori word next to it, then you won't understand the English word that sits next to the Maori word, right? That's how clever that argument is. And the one that's come out about Māori not being Indigenous, I mean, look, there are so many authorities now. And I would steer people towards a response written by Paul Moon. Now, it's funny that a Pākehā has to school a Māori on, you know, the Indigenous status of the Māori people, not only here in Aotearoa, but in the Pacific. If you're here first and you've lived here for a long time before somebody else got here and colonised you, you're Indigenous. Look, you know, we know it's election time, Dale, when all of these silly things start popping out. And all we can do at Te Tauru Whiri is just carry on doing what we're doing, and that is to promote the language and work with, you know, with the data that we have, in that there is the overwhelming majority of New Zealanders want Te Reo Māori as a central part of our national identity. And the support is particularly strong from the group of people under the age of 50. So, you know, we know what we're dealing with, and we know that we're fighting the good fight, but all we can do is do what we do.
Tēnā koe, and let's all do it together at midday today, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Just pause for a moment, throw in some real Māori to whatever you are doing, and you'll be part of a nationwide kaupapa. Ngāhi Wiapanui with us, who heads to Te Tauruwhiri, Te Reo Māori. As always, tōkana ngā mihi, mauri ora kia koe.
Ongo Māori ura ki a koe, Dauri, tēnei wiki o te reo Māori, ka nui te mihi ki a koutou, ka nui te aroha ko koutou tonu, ngā ahi kā roa, o te reo Māori i roto i te whakapāhotanga, nā reira, ka nui te mihi, ka nui te aroha e hoa.
Tēnā koe. As always, thanks so much for joining us on the program, Ngā Iwi. You're listening to 603 Urban Māori Radio, where Māori issues are always prioritised.